The Motivational Moments podcast is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Prime Information Security, online at www.primeinfosec.com, and with the support of our many subscribers. Thank you.
Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockwell-Jenner here with another Motivational Moments podcast. So what I've been doing lately is thinking a little bit more about cybersecurity, phishing attempts and stuff like that. And as you all know by now, as a business owner, I own two businesses, Motivational Steps and the Small Business Community Network. I like to think simply. So I put a post on LinkedIn today. So if you want to go and check it out there, you can. But I thought I'd share it with you, my lovely audience, to see what you think about this. And as you know, I always love your comments. So I received two emails today that were supposed to be from Best Buy. Best Buy is a company that has something called Geek Squad, Geek. And what they will do is they will come and fix any of your appliances that you, I guess you pay a subscription to Best Buy, right? And I got two emails from them today, anyhow, asking for money. Actually, $654.22. I put a screenshot on LinkedIn of the email I received today. And at the bottom, if you scroll to the bottom, it says print or save. And I believe if you click on that print or save, it will take you somewhere that's not going to be good for you, your finances, your computer, your actual life. It'll do something bad, believe me. So I put, if anyone replies to this email or click on print and save, you need help. So even though at the bottom of the email it says, quote, if you receive an email that seems fraudulent, please check with the business owner before paying. They've put that there, the phishing people, the scammers, the spammers, have put that at the bottom to give you a false sense of security. But the way I look at it, if anyone actually reads an email all the way down to the bottom, I would be astonished. So if anyone falls for these stupid scam emails, maybe, you know, they should wake up. Surely no one just does what phishing emails tell them. Please tell me this is not true. And I go Best Buy and I tag Best Buy. I know it's not you. What I did, I went to AI again. And again, always check the source of, you know, where did AI get this from? Is it true? So the quote is, Best Buy phishing scams often appear as fake emails from Geek Squad claiming a subscription renewal or a password reset is needed. These scams use urgent language, poor quality logos and suspicious links or phone numbers to trick you into revealing personal or financial information. To stay safe, always check the sender's email address, which I always do. Do not click on links, and if you have concerns, contact Best Buy directly through the official channels on their website. End of quote. So I took three screenshots. One was of the bottom that says, you know, if you think this is a fraudulent email, very funny. I took one where I clicked on my email. It wasn't even my email. It was just a weird looking email, so I don't know why anybody doesn't check this. And then I clicked on where the email should have came from, and this all shows up on LinkedIn. I probably won't get many impressions, likes or shares with this because it's a bit boring, isn't it, if you think about it, always being told that you have to look out for phishing emails when really you're so busy and you're stressed and you've got too much to do. Isn't it easier not even to read the email? Maybe delete it, or worst possible outcome, just click on the links and see where it takes you. I do realise that we've been asked to do a lot today. Check emails, check phone calls, check your Facebook so that if you receive a message, it's not going to do anything bad to your Facebook. I mean, the list goes on. And now we've got artificial intelligence to, you know, to cope with as well. So my thoughts are this. If we go a bit slower in our day, take a little bit more notice of what we're doing, where the information's coming from, check the sources, maybe a lot of us will be a lot wiser and happier and we can share this information with other people. I do find where awareness posts or emails are concerned, people tend to think, oh, well, it'll never happen to me. Well, it does happen to most people at some point in their career, their life, or whatever. So my message today is, please check an email that looks suspicious. If it's not your email and it says something like XYZGGFXY, something stupid like that, which mine does, and then check the sender. And obviously, the one I got today looks very suspicious. So please check all these things and make sure that you're not going to get yourself into any trouble. So this is all for now. I will be back again soon with another Motivational Moments podcast. But until then, have a wonderful day and stay alert.